Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everyone to season 1 episode 14 already of Inside Fantasy Football Host. Inside Fantasy Football Podcast. I am your host, the Guru, and we'll be looking at the week 5 waiver wire gold that might be out on your free agent wire to give you an extra boost as we are in the second week of bye week. This week, we're going to look at the latest news real quick coming in from the NFL. Real quick, as one of the biggest stories is, I'll be honest, to me, it's no surprise at all. Leonard Fournette has already been ruled out at this week's game for Jacksonville with a hamstring injury, and T.J. Yeldon will be getting the start in his place. Now, I know some people are asking, how's this going to affect Jacksonville? They're playing the Kansas City Chiefs this week. It's going to be a good matchup as we want to see the best defense Jacksonville Jaguars go up against. In my opinion, one of the best offenses. I know some people will say the L.A. Rams, but I would take the gunslinger Pat Mahomes, Kareem Hunt, Tariq Hill, and Travis Kelce as a unit over the Rams. Yeah, the Rams got, in my opinion, one of the best running backs in the game today. The number one running back, better than Le'Veon Bell. And that is Todd Gurley. Also, speaking of Le'Veon Bell, he says as of right now, he will be returning to the Pittsburgh Steelers, between week 7 and week 8. It's going to be very interesting to see how the team, how the team accepts him back, I'll be honest. We all heard the comments that the players made when he first decided he was going to do his personal stage sit out for franchising second year in a row. I do understand this about protecting himself, won't get the looking out of your future. So we'll just have to wait and see if he does. Cowboys Elliott sore but says he's okay and will play against the Texans. Colts, here's a big fantasy news. The Colts has ruled T.Y. Hilton out with a hamstring injury versus the Patriots. This is going to be a bloodbath. I hate to say it, folks. But also, T.Y. is going to be out on Thursday night. Marlon Mack, Jack Doyle on the offense, one of the offensive linemen Denzel Good, cornerback Quincy Williams, defensive tackle Hassan Ridgeway, and cornerback Kenny Moore the third. Questionable is Rob Gronkowski, but I will say he will be in this game. But it doesn't matter. I hate to say it. If Gronk does or does not play, because with those pieces out for the Colts, it may be a long day for Andrew Luck facing the New England Patriots. Give the devil his due. But speaking of other signings in the NFL, regardless of my personal opinions towards it, the Carolina Panthers have signed Eric Reed to a one-year contract to take over the safety position, which Denorius Searcy has had two concussions in the month, and they put him on the IR. Speaking of injuries, safety Micah Highgroin did not practice Wednesday. It's considered week-to-week. Rashid Jones is back at practice. He's ready to go. Devontae Parker was limited because of a quad injury. Of course, Gronkowski. Tight end Neil Sterling, concussion, New York Giants. Missed the past two games. May have a chance to play about against the Broncos. Tight end Hayden Hurst, a rookie out of Baltimore, was limited in practice, but he's expected to play. Joe Mixon looks like he could be back this week, as the Bengals is going to need him, as Giovanni Bernard did not practice because of a knee injury, and he sustained more than likely on the final drive of Sunday's game against the Falcons. Both starting receivers missed practice Wednesday because of knee issues, Jarvis Landry and Aaron Callaway. But Coach Hugh Jackson is optimistic that will both of them play. Looking right here through more. The Texans injury report has a long list of names that include Lamar Miller with a chest injury, Will Fuller, who left the game early last week with a hamstring injury. I've already mentioned Leonard Fournette. Well, it looks like the biggest injury, though. The Chiefs feel good about Sammy Watkins being able to play, and D Ford linebacker for all them IDPs out there. Marshawn Lynch. Was given a vet's day off, so he did. Let me rephrase that. Marshawn Lynch seemingly wheeled the Raiders to a 45-42 overtime comeback against the Browns and appears to have paid the price with his hard-charging grain style steep enough to keep him out of practice on Wednesday. The punching Lynch, who was in Oakland's locker room and did not appear to be favoring injuries, is not one to miss practice, so it is unknown whether he was merely given a vet's day off or his availability against the Chargers is in jeopardy. If Lynch cannot go, expect Doug Martin to be the feature back with Jalen Richard as the change of pace back. That's something to monitor. If you're a Marshawn Lynch owner, this is something to monitor on the reports coming out. Running back Darren Sproles and Corey Clement were sidelined at practice once again to start the week. They're considered day-to-day. Fantasy news for Washington Redskins, Josh Norman and Adrian Peterson was out of practice today. One new concern may be Josh Doctson. He had his foot stepped on Wednesday and left early to see the doctor. he later seen it because it was in good spirits. So keep an eye on that if you have Dotson. And really, let's see. LeGarrette Blount did not practice Wednesday, so there may be some to pay attention to if that goes on, if you're a Kerryon Johnson or LeGarrette Blount. Or it could be a vet's day off. Randall Cobb was out of practice. He was worked in rehab group. And Geronimo Allison remains in concussion protocol. So it could be Davante Adams and combination of rookie wide receivers. Fifth round, Marquez Valdez Scantling has played 74 snaps in four games, including 54 last week when he came in the place of Randall Cobb. Jamon Moore played 11 snaps all last week, and sixth rounder in Christmas, St. Brown, who played at Notre Dame, has yet to take a snap. So all three of these rookies could see significant time. Dalvin Cook was on a pinch count against the Rams, so he wouldn't aggravate his hamstring. He's still not 100% according to that. Devontae Freeman may be back this week. Greg Olsen will not be playing against the Giants coming off of a bye. And O.J. Howard is going to miss 2 to 4 weeks with a spring MCL. Seattle Seahawks will be getting back Chris Carson this week. And that's really it on the news. Let's go ahead and hit in on your waiver wire picks this week, ladies and gentlemen. First off, we're going to hit the quarterbacks who are probably available in your league. And we're going to first off, even though they are on a bye week this week, he has already been named the starter coming back out of the bye week starting in week 6. And that is Jameis Winston of the Tampa Bay Bucks. Fitzmagic was fun while it lasted, but it took a blowout to Chicago to get him benched. And even though Jameson didn't come back, he did lead the Bucks to their only scoring drive against the Bears. Next, we're looking at Derek Carr, 36% on entering week 4. Cleveland has had a top 5 passing defense in terms of fantasy points. Before they allowed Derek Carr to put up 437 yards and 4 touchdowns, he's going up against a Chargers secondary who entered last week as a bottom 10 unit. And that really showed against the San Francisco 49ers. So Derek Carr may light him up. He's available in your league. Grab him. Blake Bortles. Yeah, I know Bortles is erratic from week to week, but he's a good streaming option if you've been getting by with Mitchell Trubisky and Ryan Fitzpatrick. He lit up the Jets secondary for over 400 yards and power touchdowns. He is playing Kansas City's defense this week, and I'll be honest, Kansas City has one horrible defense. So he probably licking his lips. Chomps, this is going to be another shootout. So Blake Bortles is a good streaming option for your team. Running backs, we're going to start with the Indianapolis Colts, Nyheim Hines. I watched this kid at North Carolina State. He is awesome. So far, he's averaging 4 or 5 carries in each game. But he's a useful weapon in the pass game. He's a great hand. He entered week four entered last week as a 35th scoring running back in PPR leagues. Then he caught 9 of 11 targets for 63 yards and a pair of touchdowns against the Texans. Some PPR leagues, which I agree with this, view him as a Theo Reddick, Duke Johnson type of player. He can be useful source of receptions out of flex position or as a bye week fill-in. And in deep, deep leagues, teammate Robert Turbin, who is coming off of his suspension, is a look in deep, deep leagues. So they're probably going to have not much else running the ball. And Turbin's good in short yardage situation. Mike Davis, Seattle. Yes, I know I told you Carson is coming back this week. But Mike Davis got the surprise start and looked good, producing 124 yards on offense and 2 touchdowns on 25 touches. So this and Rashawn Penny did get bypassed, so Mike Davis would be a good backup. I wouldn't drop Rashad Penny, but if you got room on your bench, add Mike Davis. Let's see. Ronald Jones may be coming into his own as Peyton Barber has been atrocious. So Jones might finally get the chance to emerge here, and he could be worth a speculative add in deep leagues. Wide receivers. I know you've heard me talk about the Jacksonville Jaguars receiving core, but Dede Westbrook is a name I'm looking at. He's good at moving all around the field. He can line up in the slot or both outside wide receivers. He took advantage of the mismatches in last week against Houston. He led Jacksonville in targets with 13 catches, 9 yards, 130. And this is going to be an excellent matchup. As I told you before, Jacksonville's playing a secondary of Kansas City, so this could be an excellent matchup for him. Speaking of the Texans, and Will Fuller is questionable with a hamstring. If you're a Fuller owner and you got a bench spot, you need to grab Kiki QT. He was finally active. He was recovering from a hamstring injury of his own. And what a debut he had. The fourth round rookie tied for the NFL lead of the week with a whopping 15 targets, catching 11 of them for 109 yards, primarily out of the slot. With Hopkins and Fuller on the outside, remember, Fuller may be limited, or he's questionable as of right now. Kiki QT could see a ton of targets moving forward for a Houston's offense that is finally starting to wake up after a slow start. Another rookie to look at for is Arizona's wide receiver, Christian Kirk, the second-round rookie. He is leading, and I didn't believe this until I looked it up through the stats. Christian Kirk is leading the Arizona Cardinals in receptions, not Larry Fitzgerald. He also leads the league in receiving yards and is tied with Fitz for a team-high 22 targets. Granted, Arizona's offense doesn't offer a lot of fantasy appeal, but Kirk looks like he's going to be a significant part of the weekly game plan and could be a flex option if Josh Rosen shows improvement as he gains fit. Josh Rosen and Kirk worked good together in the offseason by reports out, so that chemistry is there. You throw in Fitzgerald, too. They may, offense in Arizona may start waking up. I mentioned the rookie out of Green Bay, Marquez Valdez-Scantling. Randall Cobb inactive. Geronimo Allison with the concussion protocol. Valdez playing 54 of Green Bay Saints, 71% in the victory. So he continued to learn a lot of playing time. He only did catch one pass for 38 yards against the Bills, but any wideout who gets a lot of playing time in an Aaron Rodgers-led offense is definitely fantasy relevant. I know a name that people need to keep a lookout. I know he's not signed with the team yet, but wide receivers are getting hurt. Dez Bryant. Get tight ends real quick. Tyler Croft, Cincinnati. We saw Tyler Effort go down with a gruesome broken ankle and has been placed on IR. So Kraft immediately becomes the starting tight end. If you're an Tyler Effort owner, grab Tyler Croft. Antonio Gates, he showed good during Kansas City. He's a good streaming tight end. Nick Vanette, Seattle. Will Disley suffered a season-ending injury, and now Vanette is taking over. Through this first nine games, he only had 9 catches. He'll see a major boost in snaps and could be a factor in the red zone for Russell Wilson. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be looking at the individual defensive players, the kickers, and team defenses when we get right back. We'll be back after this short break. Welcome back, everyone. We're going to look at real quick team defenses. I'm going to give you three real quick to look at. Carolina Panthers defense, they was widely dropped week 4 because of their bye week. I'm going to give you two real quick. Cincinnati Bengals be a good pickup as a streaming defense. And my computer just shut down on me on defenses. But I take a look at the defenses out there. I do apologize on that. But we'll go to kickers real quick. Mason Crosby of Green Bay is a good start this week. Don't start Indianapolis kicker as he has the leg injury. Drop him if you got him. Jake Elliott against the Minnesota Vikings is a good pick. up, Dan Bailey, Minnesota versus Philadelphia Eagles, Matt Bryant of the Atlanta Falcons versus Pittsburgh Steelers. That would be your best bet this week as free agent kickers, if they're available in your league. Look at IDPs real quick as we're running down on time. Where does the time fly when you're having fun? Well, we'll start about with the defensive line, David Irving out of Dallas. He returns to the active roster this week after missing the first four games of the regular season due to his suspension. And it's also like a linebacker, Vontaze Burfict. He's a type player who could very well miss more time with another suspension injury down the road, but he's a defensive tackle one, defensive line two, when on the field and worth the risk in most cases. Jerry Hughes, Buffalo. He has flipped back in his career between outside linebacker, defensive end, but he's been successful at each. So he's a good defensive line three, defensive line four pickup for you. Looking at linebackers, I've already mentioned Vontaze Burfict. Hey, he's finally able to play. You may lose him down the line, injury or suspension, but he's well worth the risk picking up because when he is playing in his game, he is a top seven linebacker every down, day in, day out. Another linebacker to look at is Jerome Baker out of Miami with Roquan McMillan really struggling. Dolphins turn to starting weak side linebacker Jerome Baker, rookie in the nickel package, and causes snap count to rise to 80% in week four. He turned in a 10-tackle performance. So he has got the upside of being a linebacker three, linebacker four with him. Jatavius Brown, Los Angeles Chargers. Kaez White was a surprising actor because he went under the surgery to clean up knee that's been aggravating. Brown has a solid linebacker three ranking. Look at cornerbacks real quick. Trey Boston, Arizona. With Buda Baker now manning Tyrann Mathieu's old slot corner position, Trey Boston is in Baker's strong safety position. And Anton Bethel is at free safety. Given the weakness of the Cardinals offense and lack of starting linebackers, all three safeties are top 30 defensive back options. But Trey Boston is probably the least owned of all three, so grab him if you can. The rookie, Jesse Bates, out of Wake Forest, Cincinnati. He is already got an interception through four games, 27 tackles. Now Vontaze Burfict return may dampen these numbers, but still he is a viable defensive back three. And the aforementioned Eric Reed, personal feelings about him out of the way. He is a good player. He is going to put up numbers for you. Don't expect studly numbers because Carolina Panthers has not had strong tackle produce and safety in several years, mainly due to the strong front seven. He can provide points and the big plays. So he'd be a good DB4 fill-in for your bye week, folks. So that was a look at the waiver wire gold for week five, folks, this week. I wish every one of you best of luck in your league this week. But, folks, get out there, play fantasy football, and we will see you next week on Inside the Fantasy Football. This is the Guru signing off. Everyone have a blessed weekend.